Right, so this is our first audio boo on pet recycling. Okay. This is my co-host Ricky, and he's going to tell you all about pet recycling.
Okay, so, well, hello, first of all, and everyone.
Just talk normal.
Yeah, looking back at recycling trends and across North America and Europe, there has been a tremendous growth in North America and Europe, and I think Asia as a continent, and looking at the capacity of PET production, it's Asia is among the top, and I think the where we are lacking behind in PET industry is the recycling of PET, which is very important.
So Asia is the biggest producer of PET. Of PET. And for those who don't know what PET is, it's kind of like plastic bottles and things like that. And so, seeing as Asia is the biggest producer, why is it not so good at recycling?
Yeah, actually, once a continent is they are the biggest producers, and so the main priority is production. They don't look at things like recycling PET, carbon emissions, and you might be aware of the recent carbon emission footprints and recycling threat to global community, like because of the carbon footprints, the production, the pollution, the environment. So recycling PET is like a green environment. We have to create a green environment, so we have to, you know.
And what's the incentive for a business to cut down its carbon emissions?
Well, there's been a lot of pressure right now in industries because the level of carbon CO2 is increasing rapidly. So they need to focus on things like green environment, green procurement, and recycling PET. Another thing is recycling PET is they are producing the bottles out of the used bottles. So it's producing less energy, it's reducing the carbon emissions. What is actually produced with the new bottle? So it's a lot of scope is there, and we need to bring this aspect up, and we need to create maximum awareness, and we need to create we need to let the people know importance of recycling in Asia and make it, you know, as the largest producer as well as largest producer of recycling compared to North America and Europe.
And so you said we need to do recycling. How do you recycle a bottle?
Well, there's a lot of process. Once the bottle has been used, it's been thrown. I mean, people usually dispose it in a dustbin or something.
See people in Thailand collecting
it. So we need to create awareness. The people who collect it, you know, we need to tell them that this is how it is recycled. We put it in flakes, we sort it out. There is a lot of process involved with it. We need to set an industry. We need to employ people. That if we do this, we're going to give you incentives. And this is because it's a good cause. So a lot of people will be involved, and, you know, we can create maximum awareness, and it will really good for the people of Thailand.
Great. So for anybody listening, how can they help raise awareness for recycling?
Okay, first of all, you know, the maximum, like the mineral bottle, like the largest, Asia is largest, I mean, Bangkok. Its largest consumption for mineral water for, you know, CSD applications, carbon drinks like Coca-Cola and all. So the people who throw the bottles, you know, and a recycling PET can be also made of the cans.
Yeah.
The cans, because cans, water bottles. So again, create maximum awareness. We need to tell them that this is how it is done. And I think more people will come, and because this is a global concern, you know, concern for the environment. So more and more people will come.
Brilliant. And so what website do people need to go to help raise awareness?
Awareness, I think recycling, you can, I have launched my own blog. So, you know,
Where's the blog?
Yeah, Ricky? It's the name of Ricky Mayur, and it's there in WordPress. You can, I'm creating maximum awareness, and I want maximum people to log on to my blog and get more awareness of recycling.
Great.
And I have put my contact details, and if they need any help, they can contact me. And
brilliant. So that's Ricky Mayer. .wordpress.com. Perfect. Well, thanks for listening, and please raise awareness for PET as much as you can. That's Carl. Bye.